USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration is expected to give its approval to the Pfizer COVID vaccine for its use for teens as young as 12. That approval is expected to come as soon as next week. Pfizer said in March that its shot was found to be safe and effective in kids ages 12 to 15 after releasing data from a preliminary study. The company said that the young participants experienced side effects similar to those suffered by adults and that there were no recorded cases of COVID-19 in the study's more than 2,000 participants. Moderna is also expected to seek approval for its shot to be used on younger Americans. And following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden said Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at levels set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but faced harsh criticism from Democratic lawmakers last month after indicating that he would leave the cap at 15,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The latest data from the CDC shows that 44% of Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with nearly 32% of all adults fully vaccinated. Health experts have said that that number would need to be between 70 and 80% for the nation to reach a herd immunity against the virus. But it may not be necessary to reach that level to be able to return to pre-pandemic life. Dr. Ashish Jha says that he believes we can reach herd immunity, but the dean of Brown University's School of Public Health tells CNBC that current efforts should still be able to drive infections down to a manageable level.
First, I do think that we can get there. Again, we just got to keep vaccinating, and I know that a lot of people are unsure, but if we get people off the fence and get vaccinated, I think we can get there. Second is, we don't have to get to herd immunity to get much of our lives back. Even if we get into the 60s and 70s in terms of vaccinations, I think it's going to make a massive difference. Infection numbers, we're going to plummet, maybe even earlier than that. So it'd be great to get to herd immunity, but I'm okay if we don't.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said over the weekend that China has been acting more aggressively abroad. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, Blinken came short of calling China America's enemy, instead saying that the U.S. is aiming to uphold the rules-based order that China is challenging. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes that it's stances like that that are allowing China to act as they want. He tells Fox News that the Chinese are reacting to what they see as a stark contrast to the Trump administration's policies toward them.
They say that it is fundamentally acting in ways that are different from the Trump administration. We confronted this seriously. We understood that they were an adversary. When they ripped off millions of jobs from us, President Trump placed tariffs on them. When they moved in the South China Sea, we put our military out to make sure they understood that we were going to ensure that China didn't own the sea lanes there. Those are the kinds of actions that deter. You remember the old story from President Reagan, right? Trust but verify.
Yep.
Our motto was distrust but verify with the Chinese Communist Party. You can't trust the thing they say. They only see actions, and only deterrence is the model that will ensure that the Western way of the world, that America, will continue to be the center for years and years to come.
And officials in Bavaria have canceled festivities for Oktoberfest for the second straight year. Bavarian Governor Markus Söder said Monday that there were still too many risks in holding an event that draws tourists from around the world during a global pandemic. The fair, held yearly in Munich, typically attracts more than 6 million visitors for the festival's 17-day run. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.